He was France's last link to the war that was to end all wars. Today in Paris, a state funeral was held for Lazare Ponticelli, who died on the weekend at the age of 110. The death of the country's last World War I veteran was marked with military majesty, as France honoured not only Mr. Ponticelli, but the 8 million others who fought in the conflict. Lisa Miller has our report.
Lazare Ponticelli was just 16 when he joined the French Foreign Legion. Like so many other teenagers at the time, he lied about his age in order to join the Great War. He was actually born in Italy, but fled to France when he was 9 to escape a harsh childhood. He ended up serving the military in both countries. Conflict, which lasted from 1914 to 1918, killed millions of soldiers. Only a handful of veterans remain around the world. In what was one of his last interviews, Lazare Ponticelli spoke of his amazement at having even survived.
I never knew how I got to this point. I was in all sorts of danger during the war and at other times as well. We were all supposed to die. I managed to win the battle.
A day of national commemoration was ordered upon his death. He'd previously refused an offer of a state funeral, but relented shortly before he died, as long as the ceremony was a tribute to his fallen comrades. Flags fell to half-mast, and the president, Nicolas Sarkozy, unveiled a plaque honouring Mr. Ponticelli and all the other veterans of the war. Never again, he said, would anyone be telling their grandchildren or great-grandchildren about the terrible life of the trenches. But he added, we will never forget them. Mr. Ponticelli's daughter, Janine de Bourgeron, shared some of her memories with the mourners.
Tu parlais pas beaucoup. Mais quand tu parlais,
you didn't speak very much, but when you did speak, we could understand all of your wisdom. We felt you had no doubts. We felt your determination. Lazare, I love you, and I wish you a good journey.
Benoit Hopkin from the French newspaper Le Monde interviewed Mr. Ponticelli in 2005.
He was very simple, very polite. And he was speaking not for him, not for the glory. He was speaking for all the other people, all his brothers-in-arms who died in the trench. You know, when they began to, when they go out of the trench for the assault, they told them, on between them, all those dead, they tell themselves, if I die, please don't forget me. And that's exactly what Mr. Ponticelli was doing during all his life. He thinks of his friend who was dead. He told me, all those dead, you can't forget them.
That's Le Monde journalist Benoit Hopkin ending Lisa Miller's report. And Australia has just one remaining World War I veteran, John Ross, who celebrated his 109th birthday this month.